on.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live and on location, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube. On ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
We are broadcasting from Manny's on 2nd here in the heart of Manhattan, and this is favored Browns territory. The Browns backers of the New York metropolitan area gather here to watch the Browns, and they've gathered here tonight for this show as we take you into the draft. Lots of draft talk, and that's what the show's going to be about. You're going to hear from some of the draft prospects that I was able to talk with today. Just a couple of them today that I talked with. We'll have more on tomorrow's show, which will be broadcast from Radio City Music Hall, site of the draft. But today you're going to hear from Dee Milner, cornerback from Alabama, a name commonly connected with the Browns. So we'll hear some of his thoughts on that. And E.J. Manuel, quarterback from Florida State, had a nice chat with him about his visit with the Browns. So you'll get some insights on that. You'll also hear from one of the foremost draft analysts, Mike Mayock of NFL Network. He'll break down his thoughts on the Browns and on this draft in general. But we're here at Manny's. We were here last year. It was a lot of fun. And Kim and the rest of the folks here do such an amazing job. They were out at the Giants game when the Browns played at the Meadowlands earlier during the regular season. And I unfortunately wasn't able to hook up with the crew then, but I know a lot of our folks from the Browns did, and we talked about that just before we went on the air. But they've gathered here in force, and they're part of our show. You're going to hear from these Browns backers because they're going to ask questions. Normally what we do with this show, as you know, is ask Vic, social media, official Browns Facebook, official Twitter pages where people ask questions or email. I'm doing away with that tonight. We don't need the electronic stuff tonight because I have human beings. I have people here who want to talk Browns and want to see they're human. You can hear them. Yeah, they're alive.
Yeah.
They're aboard with us. So you're going to want to hear from them and their questions, which are, I'm sure, are your questions. All right? If you're a Browns fan, you've got the kinds of questions that we're going to hear. And let's tee up the first one. And who's with me right now?
I'm Paul Heller. I live in Manhattan, born and raised in Cleveland Heights.
Outstanding,
shouting
Paul.
Shouting out, saying hello to everybody in Cleveland Heights.
Welcome to the show, and we're so glad to have you, Paul.
Thanks,
what do you got,
Vic,
for a question?
Well, first of all, you mentioned Giants game. I'm assuming you're going to be coming back for the Jets game December 22nd.
I am, December 22nd, and that one's on the calendar. And once again, I know the Browns backers are going to be out in force tailgating and
absolutely,
having a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll get right to the question that
Please.
Probably everybody wants to know. Is there anybody worth the Browns taking at number 6, or should they be trading down?
I absolutely think there is somebody worth taking. You got to start with that, first of all. You've got to start with the feeling that at number 6, you will pick a legitimate first-round valued player. And I think this draft offers that. And I think in the areas that the Browns have need, and I would list those in order, pass rusher, I still think that's important despite the signing of Paul Kruger in free agency, Quentin Groves in free agency, and let's throw Desmond Bryant in there in free agency, the three big front seven additions that this team made. But I also think that the more the merrier. You need more to make Ray Horton's defense what it is, this 3-4 scheme. You need those pass rushing terrors, and I think this draft offers plenty of them. So I think at 6, there's an opportunity to perhaps get a Deion Jordan from Oregon. Some people think that's a little low. Maybe he'll go before that. There's an opportunity to look at possibly a Ziggy Ansah from BYU. There's a possibility to look at Barkevious Mingo, another guy that comes up, LSU, a player that I know fans are excited about as a pass rusher. Those would be in consideration. I mentioned Dee Milner. You're going to have sound from him on the show. Corner is another need, and there are those who think, many mockers, as I'm sure you've seen, attaching him to the Browns. So, yes, they could get that player at 6. But I know you got another thought on this. What is it?
Well, I'm just saying you're emphasizing defense. Does
yes,
that mean
sir.
You're thinking the offense is set? Because a lot of people are saying we picked up a lot of defensive players. Maybe we drop down a little and go for a wide receiver. I think Tavon Jones or somebody.
Tavon Austin from West Virginia.
Austin, yeah.
Well, it's funny. No part of this team is set. No part of this team is set, and they've aggressively addressed defense, and I think they've made what was a somewhat solid defense much better. Defense was what kept the Browns in games, what made those games interesting, what gave them a chance, more chances than I think otherwise they would have had had they not had that kind of defense. But the offense needs help for sure. I just don't think it needs all – I don't think the offense needs as much help as a rebuilding – reconfigured defense. I think when you're in your first year with this 3-4, you've got to get those foundational pieces in place, number one. Number two, if you make your defense overpowering and, say, dominant, that can carry the load for the football team. And I'm not going to use the old defense wins championship things because that can be shot down very easily in a Super Bowl where you saw a lot of scoring back and forth by the Ravens and by the 49ers. And what was the story of those teams? Dynamic quarterback play, dynamic passing game. I think that's still what you're striving for. The Browns don't have that yet. But I believe that it makes more sense in this draft, to concentrate on where the strengths are, and that front seven is the place. If you had an offensive tackle need, this would be a great draft for that. The Browns, fortunately, don't have that.
Right.
And the other possibility that's been brought up is, yeah, at six, is that where Geno Smith is taken? That name keeps coming up. And, by the way, I had a chance to talk with Geno today, too. You'll hear from him on tomorrow's show.
Well, that what you just said leads into the other question of, okay, is there a quarterback controversy? And are you happy with the players we have there?
I don't know if there's a controversy yet, because I think you've got to believe that one guy should be starting and one guy shouldn't. And I don't think we know enough yet about Jason Campbell, say, to make that an official, quote, controversy. I just made quote marks. can't see that on radio. But I think Brandon Whedon, I think there's reason to think that Brandon Whedon fits what this offense is doing, and that the coaches believe, Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, believe that he has that ability. I'm not saying they believe in him and say that he's the starter, that they've arrived at that place, that he's our guy, and no matter what. They're not there yet. No one's saying that. But I do think they're saying, and Joe Banner had mentioned this, the Browns CEO, that he would enter the offseason atop the quarterback depth chart. They followed through on that. He took the first team reps in the mini camps that they had, the one that was last week that we got to see and watch the workouts. And I think he looks comfortable in what this team is doing. I still don't know myself, and I've been pro Whedon pretty much, thinking that he's the right fit for this team. I can't say conclusively yet that he's the answer long term, because I need to see more. I really need to see more, and I need to see more of him working in this offense. He looks comfortable in shotgun. The first play from scrimmage in minicamp, boom, he threw a bomb to Josh Gordon, and it looked great, but there's more we need to see.
So quickly for you to address, so we've given up on, I don't think the West Coast offense was a fit for Whedon.
Horrible.
And that's why also McCoy and to an extent Josh Cribbs, I think, don't fit the down the field, the vertical offense.
So. I agree. I think they've got the right pieces in place, potentially, not all of them, to make this type of offense work. The big arm of Whedon, the strong, tall, in the pocket guy, and they've got the receiving talent. Gordon is a big play downfield type of player, and he looks in so much better shape, and he has to be much more aware of what he's doing than he was a year ago when he came in with pretty much zero on the knowledge base of NFL football and being out of football. And I think Greg Little offers that potential.
Absolutely.
So
you think we're going to have a good year?
I think we're going to be a competitive football team. I think the Browns have the ability to compete because, number one, this defense will make them competitive just by on the assumption that on paper and every other way you look at it, what Ray Horton brings, starting with that hire and then the additions that have been made through free agency and the additional players that I think will come via the draft to help it. And then two, coaching is going to make quarterbacking better. There's reason to believe, and I know a lot of this is attached to what Chud did as offensive coordinator in Cleveland in 1997, and that's been maybe overplayed a little bit, different cast of people, but he made Derek Anderson relevant. He made Braylon Edwards relevant. He made Kellen Winslow relevant. He made the Browns offense and the Browns in general relevant with his efforts, and I think that can apply now, even though it's an entirely different cast of players.
And hopefully with a healthy Trent Richardson.
And therein is the key, who is, because all the discussion about North and Chud is throw it down the field, vertical passing game, but you better run the daylights out of the ball, and guess what? He does that. North Turner does that, and when you talk to Trent Richardson and bring up Emmett Smith's name from the Dallas days and from Pensacola, Florida, his hometown and his high school, you get a clear sense that he knows what he could be a part of.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely. Welcome back to New York.
Well, it's great to be here, and we are going to hear from more from this crowd with their questions. But up next, you're going to hear from NFL draft analyst, superb and extraordinaire, actually, I think, is Mike Mayock from NFL Network. He's going to join us, or he's actually joined me already, but you're going to hear our interview from today's media availability out at Chelsea Waterside Park, where prospects from this year's draft were. Sat down and, stood up, actually. I don't think we actually sat. We stood up and talked. And you're going to hear from that next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from New York on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wines, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on a $45 smartphone plan.
Hi, my name is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care, and I want to clear up a real misconception amongst homeowners. I get the distinct feeling that some of you think that all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. Some of the low-cost providers will either use quick-release fertilizers or whatever their suppliers wish to dump on the market. Not a good thing. At Weedman, we use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizer that meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. This means no mowing like crazy after an application and then loss of color a few weeks later, like competitors' results. We also keep product off drives and sidewalks, leave personalized notes about your lawn, move toys and pet items before treating. We've even been known to bring in a garbage can or two. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free quote. We have associates with agronomy degrees, former golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience in lawn care. So choose Weedman, where we care for your lawn and promises are kept. Call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com, because lawn care is not all alike.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
We are broadcasting from Manny's on 2nd, favorite hangout of the Browns backers in the New York metropolitan area. And they're here, and they're part of the show. They were part of the show last year. Many of them, familiar faces, so happy to have them back with us this year. We really, really enjoy this. And we want to tell you, the Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is tomorrow at First Energy Stadium. Watch all the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors open at 6 p.m., and admission is free. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And want to tell you that earlier today was out at Chelsea Waterside Park. That's where the NFL held a Play 60 event with the several players, I think 20 or so players, who are in town for the draft, for tomorrow's draft at Radio City Music Hall. That's when it kicks off, the first round. It's obviously going on through Saturday. But where those folks were gathered, the players, and then you had folks from NFL Network there, and among the NFL Network people is Mike Mayock, their superb, superb draft analyst. So I had a chance to talk with Mike and ask him if there's any surprises in this draft.
I think the whole draft is going to be a surprise, much more than in other years. And, you know, you hear all the talk about a lack of star power, and that may be true. And the first round might not be as stout as some years. However, I think it's a better draft. And I think from a depth perspective, I think you can get starters deeper in this draft. So I think there's going to be a run on offensive tackles early. I think Philadelphia at 4 and Cleveland at 6 are two big question marks. And I think they might set the tone for what happens after that.
There's a lot of speculation of the trade down scenarios, and you just mentioned that because of that desire for some teams to maybe get up in that top 10 area to grab a tackle. That, do you see the Browns possibly being involved in that?
Yeah. Well, I think the first two tackles are going to go off the board in the first three picks. I think Jokel and Fisher are gone regardless of who takes them, which I think puts Philadelphia in a power position because Lane Johnson's sitting there and Detroit probably takes him at 5 if he gets there. So if you want to tackle, I think you got to go through Philly. And Philly might even want Lane Johnson. Okay, so if I'm Arizona at 7 or Miami at 12, San Diego at 11, and I want to tackle, I think I got to go to Philly. A couple of months ago, I was thinking Cleveland, but now I think it's Philadelphia. So I don't think there's any scenario whatsoever where Lane Johnson is still on the board at 6.
Now, with regard to the Browns, if they hang on to that pick at 6, what's your latest thought on what they'll do?
As the Browns probably want it, I'm as confused as anybody. And you know, you've got three different guys in the decision-making process there. I'm having trouble finding a home for Geno Smith in the first round. And the most logical home for me would be 6 with Cleveland. And I think that might be driven a little more by Joe Banner. I'm not so sure if Mike Lombardi would like that or not. But the names I have in my head for Cleveland at 6 are Geno Smith, either Onsott or Jordan, and Milner.
And as you look at maybe the value there at 6, Joe Banner has talked about 18 players that the Browns say they have first-round grades on. So that would tell me that if you got to 6 with that many first-round grades, mm-hmm. you're going to be satisfied with who you get. Do you see great value in those players you mentioned if it ends up being one of those guys?
I mean, I'd much rather trade down, too, because you can get a similar guy at 8 or 10 or 12. However, if you're stuck there and you got to make a pick, yeah. I mean, to me, if you take the quarterback out of the equation at that point, who's a wild card, and you look at the three other names I just mentioned, Onsott, who could be a game changer, but he's a projection, Deion Jordan, who could be a game changer, he's had some injury stuff with the shoulders, and Milner's got some injury stuff. But so all three of them have some minor issues, but I think all three of them are top-level NFL pros.
Does it make any more sense to you to go pass rusher over cornerback, even though corner would be regarded as the more crying need for the Browns in light of the Paul Kruger, Quentin Groves acquisitions and free agency?
I think you kind of got to trust your board there. I think I get caught up sometimes too much in team needs, and I let that kind of drive me. And I think the reality is when you're a general manager and a head coach, I think you got to let your board dictate. And if you have similar grades on two players, you can take the guy that makes more sense from a need perspective. But from my perspective, I think you got to really hone in on who's the better football player. And, you know, if D. Milner is a better player, you take D. Milner. If the other two guys, if you think you could pair them with Sheard and the other guys you just mentioned, it's pretty fun. I mean, you got
last thing, just as far as quarterbacks in general, you did bring up Geno Smith, but so much has been said about this class not being so good. How do you see that affecting how this draft will unfold overall?
Well, a couple months ago, I thought three quarterbacks were going to go in the first round. Now I'm having trouble finding room for one. So it's a different kind of first round, and there are a lot of organizations that think there's better quarterback talent next year. The one thing that I think is going to push some trades back into the end of the first round would be the fact that you can get a five-year deal on a quarterback at the end of the first round, where you're only going to get a four-year deal once you draft a quarterback in the second round. So I think the need for quarterbacks, one, and the ability to generate a five-year deal makes a whole lot of sense.
Thanks, Mike.
You got it.
All right, Mike Mayock from NFL Network joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are going to next hear from D. Milner, the cornerback from Alabama. Get some quick thoughts from him on the eve of the draft. Exciting stuff for the standout player. And we'll also get more questions from the crowd here, the lively crowd here.
Yeah!
And Manny's on second in New York. The Browns backers on hand, loving it. Barking, everything, you know it. And we're going to get into more of this Browns draft discussion. So much to talk about, so much ahead. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under 10 grand. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Hey Browns fans, now that the 2013 NFL Draft is here, what better way to gear up for the NFL season than to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Walk through the hallowed hall and relive the greatest moments in Browns history. Stand face to face with the Sweet 16 and see artifacts from the most recent record-breaking moments from the newest stars of the NFL. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit ProFootballHOF.com for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Is work a high calling? Andy said, yeah, if you're Bill Gates or Bono, if you have millions of dollars to fight disease or feed the hungry. From Andy's perspective, work was work, period. Especially since company downsizing had lowered his position and pay. So this verse broadsided him. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Whoa! Andy had seen those words before, but when circumstances were much different. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. In Colossians 3, Paul lays it out. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. For Andy, that reminder became a game changer. Those simple words return us all to the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Hi, gang. Riz here from Medina Country Club. Oh, love the family atmosphere. I've been a member for years. Shouldn't you? You play Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry for free. And if you become a member now, pay no initiation fee, no dues until July 1st. You'll get a $300 rewards card for each of your first 3 years. Call Michelle now, 330-416-6802. 330-416-6802. Check it out. You belong there. Medina Country Club.
Well, I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Oh, yeah, little Billy Joel talking about New York, because that's where we are. Yeah, and Manny's on second. Broadcasting from this favorite place by Browns backers, the Browns backers of the New York metropolitan area, gather here, watch the Browns games, and they come out when we come here. We were here a year ago, and we said we got to be back to do this show again, and we are. We were here for last year's draft, I should say, on the eve of the draft, and we did the same thing this year. Again, Kim and all the fine folks who were part of the Browns backers here arranging this. Yes, take a bow, Kim, for doing such a great job to put us all together here, and it's a blast. You're going to hear next from D. Milner. Had a chance to talk with him today, and why do we talk to D. Milner? Because, number one, he's one of the top players in this draft. Number two, there's an interesting story here. I mean, this guy has dealt with and overcame a shoulder issue. Now, he's had surgery on that shoulder, and there's some questions about his health, and I got into all of that with him. That's coming up right now.
What's the level of excitement as we are only on the eve of this draft?
Oh, man, it's very exciting, man. It's starting to hit. You know, we're a day away now. I'm getting very excited for it. I'm trying to stay humble at the same time, but I know, once tomorrow comes, and I got to put this stuff in that clothes on, I think it will hit me.
There's been a lot of discussion about the shoulder surgery you underwent and your health status and when you'd be ready to start practicing for a team. Give us an update on that.
My shoulder right now, I'm doing fine. I'm ahead of schedule right now. I got range of motion. I can move around. No problem with it. Just the point, you know, doing rehab, you know, and getting back right. But all my other injuries, didn't nobody know I was injured until I had to go, you know, to the combine. So that should show you I can go out there and play without knowing I had no injuries.
And that's the thing. Watching you work out at the combine and doing what you did prior to the surgery, that would have to bode well for you because you worked out so well.
Yeah, that's why I don't never really don't understand what all the teams are talking about. Whoever the team is talking about, I won't be back. I can't do this, do that. Like I said, that's the point of me getting rehab done so I can get back to normal. As you can see, when I was at the combine, you couldn't tell I was injured because I was moving around good.
What kind of a corner would you describe yourself as? I mean, a lot of people are making comparisons to Darrell Revis and shutdown ability. Give me a sense of how you see yourself.
I see myself. I can develop into a little shutdown corner. Just coming into the league, just do what I'm supposed to do. You know, watch film, read the receivers. I can be one of those type of guys. You know, I'm physical at line of scrimmage. I'm physical coming up on tackling. And I play ball in the air and guard the bigger receivers because of my body size.
Many of the mock drafts have you actually ending up with Cleveland in that sixth pick. They have an obvious need there. What would your thoughts be if you were to become a Brown?
I'd be good with that. I'd be great with that. Because they got a great thing going on right now. The organization, they're on the rise. They got some things in order, and also I get to play along with Joe Hayden.
And Joe Hayden, obviously one guy, and another guy named Trent Richardson, obviously from that Alabama team. Talk about your former teammate.
Oh, man, it'd be great to be reunited with my teammate Trent. I know I have a great running back there, the guys who get the job done. Also, leadership, because he brought that to the table at Alabama. Just be out there with Joe Hayden, another great, great corner, quality player that can teach me the things that he knows, and I can develop into another great corner.
Great, D. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was D. Milner from Alabama, and again, had a chance to chat with him earlier today at Chelsea Waterside Park, where draft prospects who are in town for tomorrow and through the weekend. But for the most part, these are guys who are projected to be taken in the early part of this draft. They hope that they're not hanging out in the green room too very long, but you never know. But these were the guys who accepted invitations from the NFL to be in town, and Dee Milner was one of those. Chance Warmack, his teammate from Alabama, was also there. I had a chance to talk with him, and I don't have the sound, but I want to tell you that he, in talking with him about Trent Richardson, he told me today that Trent and Chance talked a few days ago, and Trent was all about wanting Chance Warmack to join the Browns to help block for Trent, and saying, "Hey, we've got to have you here. Really want the chance to have you as a teammate and run behind you again." And Chance Warmack was—it was funny, just kind of having him talk a little bit about that. All right, joining me now from the crowd here at Manny's on Second. Every time I say the word crowd or Manny's, they respond. Is a member of the Browns backers here locally. Please introduce yourself,
yeah,
sir.
Will Smith from Akron, Ohio.
From Akron. Okay. Well, thank you for being with us. What's your question?
First of all, it's a perfect segue into one of my questions. When you mentioned Chance Warmack, turns out we had a lot of excitement in 2007 with Chud's offense and with Norv Turner. So how is Jason Pinkston doing? Or is there any talk of if we trade down, possibly drafting a guard?
Yeah, that's where I think a guard could come into play in a trade-down scenario. And I'm glad you brought that up because we could talk about the scenario. But first, I do think that Jason Pinkston, by all indications, is coming along well. I don't think he's gotten the full clearance yet to be out there, but that is something that I think was coming fairly soon. Haven't heard all the details about that, have seen him around, and know that he's expressed that optimistically on his own and social media, Twitter, or whatever, saying that he was excited about the chance to come back from that blood clot. And it's a serious thing, and you certainly want to be cautious about that, but I did get the sense that he would be able to come back and at least come back and compete. That is one of the question mark positions, certainly on offense, probably the biggest of any of them. People talk about receiver, people talk about tight end, but you want to certainly make sure you're as solid as can be at guard. I think with Sean Laval at that other guard spot, I think you're mostly there. He's still got to do some establishing of himself, but I think when you look at Jason Pinkston and the health issue, that comes up, and then behind him, where do you go? Is it? I mean, Ryan Miller is in the mix. John Greco's, I think, a very solid veteran kind of backup guy. But you want that dominant player, and by all indications, a Chance Warmack could be that guy, which leads to the trade scenario. So the Browns sitting at 6, who would move up and why? And you heard Mike Mayock talk a little bit about this. Mike Mayock's right, yeah, if he's right, Lane Johnson would be a target for teams, but he's questioning whether he'd even be there at 6. And if he's not there at 6, what's the incentive of, say, Miami or San Diego, the two teams commonly mentioned to trade up, for moving up? So you need a partner, and I do think the Browns' absolute desire is to move down probably toward the middle part of the first round. Joe Banner said last week in the pre-draft news conference the Browns had 18 first-round grades on players. So that's 18 players among 32. Now, it doesn't stack up perfectly 1 to 18, obviously. So wherever those 18 fall, it might, as far as how they come off the board. But on the presumption that 18 gives you better than 50% chance of getting it right with the value of a first-round player, then I think the sense is that from 6 to the middle part of the round, you're in good territory. You're going to pick someone that you desire. And maybe that someone is a guard. I don't know what kind of grade the Browns have on Warmack, but I'm guessing it's a pretty good one. It's funny talking to him. He's a little surprised to hear that he is potentially a top 10 guy because guards don't go top 10. Generally, right?
Yeah, but
you like him, though? I mean,
I really like him a lot. Now, going back to the offense again now, mm-hmm. I remember when Chud was here, one of the key components was Joe Jervicius.
Right.
I know we signed Dave Nelson, and do we envision him kind of serving that role, or are we also going to look at a receiver to possibly fill that type of role, a guy who can move the chains?
I see David Nelson as being that kind of player. He's a tall, lean. You could argue maybe a little too lean. I mean, he's not the thickest athlete. He's definitely lean, but he's athletic. I can see him being very dangerous by the goal line. I can see him being a red zone threat consistently. And I think at his best, at his healthiest with the Buffalo Bills, that was the kind of receiver he was. Now, So, yes, if you think Juravicius and the physical prototype, that is David Nelson. He's coming back from the knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Talked with him the other day in the building and in Berea, and he told me he felt he was coming along well. I don't know what the full timetable would be of his clearance to go out there and practice, but I get a sense that we could be seeing him prior to training camp. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but you've got workouts that are going to be held. They're going to get into OTA sessions and mandatory as you get into the first part of June. So it'd be nice to see him out there and just see what you're talking about. But I think that's how they want to utilize him. I don't know how prominent the role would be. I think it's complementary.
Okay, now, one more question on the offense.
Sure.
Now, you mentioned earlier when we want to run the heck out the football. We need a fullback. So is there any talk about drafting a real fullback, one who has a trait, either blocking, catching, or a combination of the two? Because I don't think Marisic is the answer.
I don't see Owen Marisic being that guy you're describing. I think that's pretty obvious. That's not going out on a limb, and that's not stating something that's a newsflash here. We know that about Owen Marisic. What I don't have a complete handle on, although my sense is when you look at the history of North Turner, he's definitely had fullbacks before.
Right.
He's had them in the past in his offense, no question. Go back to Moose Johnston with the Dallas Cowboys when he was offensive coordinator there and what he did for Emmitt Smith. So I can envision that to some degree. I'm not entirely sure, however, that this team has pegged it or knows for a fact that it can run an offense that has that kind of player complementing what Trent Richardson is about. And what I mean by that is I think the first key in having a fullback who's going to be your lead blocker and you in the grind it out, run it out thing we're talking about here is the comfort level that the back feels, that the tailback feels, and the timing that's involved with this. And I think the timing is a challenge. It's something to get used to. Do you do that with Trent Richardson in year two? Maybe. Maybe you do. But so many fans have brought this up to me. One of the Browns going to get a real, kick butt fullback there and the power guy. And you look at Owen Marisic, you look at Brad Smelly on the roster, neither one of them is that guy.
We had Lawrence Vickers,
and that's what you're thinking of. You know,
right.
you want that guy. And I don't know that this draft provides that player or if it's much of a priority. It's probably the thing I've heard least among all the positions, but nonetheless, it is something that potentially they could go after. When you think about free agency, think about you've gone through all the tiers of free agency and they didn't address that spot. And it doesn't mean that they don't necessarily believe a fullback is a bad idea, but I think you got to be fully committed to that kind of an offense. And I'm wondering if with more shotgun, more spread, that I'm going to use the word finesse. It's not necessarily the best word people want to hear in football. You want to hear toughness and knock people on their butt and all that. But I think there is a little more of a finesse thought to this. Passing plays that take a little longer to develop, and then running plays out of spread and catching substitutions, catching your defense in unfavorable substitution to deal with the run.
So are we looking at potentially having an H-back type of guy with a Brad Smelly, and then you also signed Deion Lewis.
Right.
Could we be keeping four backs?
Think about this. I think right now the role of Chris Obanaya, and that's another name to throw in here, and the contract extension, keep in mind, he was a Pat Shurmur guy, right? I mean, Pat Shurmur loved that guy from the Rams and brought him in. He stays with this group and gets a contract extension. What does that tell you? It tells you that on his own merit, Obanaya did this. Otherwise, you could say, he was a guy that Pat Shurmur loved and that the previous regime, Tom Heckert, loved. No, this current regime thought enough of him to give him this extension. They love the way he picks up the blitz. And that's why of all the blocking that backs are involved in, what clearly carries the priority with the Browns in this offense and any offenses pick up the blitz. So I think that's where it doesn't satisfy the fullback thing you're talking about, I know, but I think that's where that mindset is going. And you also have to keep in mind that the utilization of Trent Richardson and also of Obanaya, and we'll see with the addition of Dion if he's going to be that kind of guy too.
Are they looking at Darren Sproles kind of guy?
Yeah, catch the ball out of the backfield. That's exactly what Dion Lewis is described as, quick, smaller guy. He's a small, compact kind of guy. I'm not going to necessarily say he's Sproles. If he's Sproles, oh, my God, that would be awesome, because you know how fast and explosive Sproles is. And I had many a person tell me toward the end of LaDainian Tomlinson's career, the best thing the Chargers had when they were together was Sproles. He was the more dangerous player.
Okay.
So, anything else?
Safety. Gibson.
I was hoping you'd bring that up. Safety is a definite position of need, and I don't know that the folks who run this team believe Gibson is starter material, but I do think he's worth compete. They see him worthy of competing. He's got great instincts. He's not a great athlete. He's not a great speedy kind of guy, but he's around the football. He gets there. He makes up for what he might lack athletically by just being around the ball, and I think that's a plus. I also think we talked about this beginning of this conversation about the trade-down scenario. How about a Kenny Vaccaro?
Yeah,
I mean, I had a chance to see him today. What a good-looking athlete he is, number one. Number two, I mean, a very confident guy. He loves the fact, and he says it. He goes, look, safeties were not a core position. I mean, people don't spend premium picks on safeties. But he said, I want to be a guy that makes an impact as a complete safety, as a guy who not only can run support, and you can see it, he's thickly built, he's a strong guy, tough guy, sticks his nose in there, but also good in coverage. And I think in a deep safety class, so if it doesn't happen in a trade-down scenario, say if the Browns end up in the middle of the first and take a Vaccaro there, I think they could get a safety, a good, solid safety who would compete for that spot opposite T.J. Ward somewhere in this draft, maybe in the middle round.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Wonderful. We're going to hear more fan questions from our group here, but you're next going to hear a very interesting conversation with a quarterback from Florida State, E.J. Manuel. The Browns worked him out. Browns spent a lot of time with this guy, and he's going to give us the feedback on that conversation that he had with the Browns brass recently. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from Manny's on 2nd in New York City. More on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back in 1990, when I joined Herb in the booth, you could say that first game was when I became a lifelong Tribe fan. Something about Cleveland made us want to stay and call it our home, raise our family here. I can promise you one thing, home or on the road, I feel what you folks feel.
Oh, what a ball game!
What you feel every game. Cleveland fans are passionate and pretty vocal.
And this place uproaring!
I respect that. This is our team. This is our town. This
is a tribe town.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy three select Mastercraft tires, get the fourth one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy three, get one free at our new Conrad's in Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big, that's Conrad.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Baseball is back. The Tribe is hot, and so is Window Nation. 35% off windows, doors, and siding. No down payment, no interest, and no payments for 6 months. Quality windows that are going to save you money from a great company made right here in Northeast Ohio. Get with Window Nation. Tis the season for baseball and new windows. Call 216-464-4141 or go to windownation.com/Rizzo. windownation.com/Rizzo. Go Tribe.
Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Broadcasting from Manny's on 2nd in Manhattan. Browns backers here from the New York metropolitan area as we take you into the draft, get you set up for the draft beginning tomorrow. And a reminder, this show will be at Radio City Music Hall tomorrow at a special time, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern will be the time. I say Eastern because of those listening on stream around the country, around the world. Make sure you're tuning in for our broadcast from Radio City Music Hall. You're going to get more sound from that I've gathered today from Chelsea Waterside Park, where the draft prospects were. You're also going to hear from Bernie Kosar tomorrow. He'll be on by phone, but we'll talk with Bernie. And you're going to hear from Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network and CBS Sports. He's embedded in Berea. Wilcots has been assigned to cover the Browns in Berea for the draft for NFL Network, so he's going to hop on the phone with me and tell me some of the dirt he's digging up about this draft from there and talk with me here in New York. Now, I had a chance among the people I spoke with today out at Chelsea Waterside Park, among the NFL prospects in town, to talk with E.J. Manuel. He's a quarterback from Florida State, a very intriguing prospect, and I asked him about his recent visit with the Browns.
E.J., the Browns visited with you recently. How did that visit go, and what are some of your thoughts about the potential for playing for that team?
The visit went really well. I met with them last Monday, and then they actually came to Tallahassee on Saturday and worked me out. So, you know, that was pretty cool to have the turnaround being so fast. So we'll see what happens. I know they are probably looking for a quarterback this year, being that they have, you know, a brand-new staff. So I would love to be the guy they take and have that fresh start.
What do you think you can bring to the table, not just to the Browns, but to any team as a quarterback?
I think, you know, my leadership skills, I think those intangible things that are really what go unsaid. You know, I think, you know, how you carry yourself around your teammates. You know, I think everybody's good on this level. Everybody has the physical, you know, the physical traits. But I think the things that really go unsaid are the intangibles as far as leadership and competitive nature. Thank you.
And the book on you is the tremendous size you have, the strength you have, arm strength, all that. You bring some physical intangibles that I think make set you apart from other quarterbacks in this class and maybe in other classes.
Yeah, I think so. Having the physicality to be, you know, first off, you can't coach being big. You can't coach being, you know, strong and fast. But the things you can coach are being smart, making good, you know, good, strong decisions. And that's what I'm most looking forward to moving forward into the NFL.
The thing I've also heard, too, is a rawness of your ability that there's your game. Any rookie needs it to be honed.
Right.
But give me a sense of how far away you think you are from being ready to play in the NFL.
Well, one thing about me, I'm extremely coachable. So I want to be coached by, you know, one of these great coaches. And that's what I'm, like I said, I'm most looking forward to. So somebody sees me as raw, I hope that coach can, you know, put his hands on me and get me right.
Rob Schadzinski, you said, made a comparison with you and the fact that he had coached Cam Newton in Carolina when he was offensive coordinator there. What was your reaction to that comparison?
You know, I think it's a great comparison. One, because Cam was a rookie of the year. He's a great quarterback. I've talked to Cam numerous of times during my college tenure. He gave me a lot of advice moving forward. So to have the compliment from someone who actually coached the guy, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, guy was number one pick in the draft, you know, so that makes me feel pretty good.
Did you get a good sense from that visit with the Browns of the type of offense they're going to be running?
Yep.
And that you're, and how do you see yourself
right.
fitting in it?
Yeah, I definitely got a great sense for it. You know, they actually, you know, wanted me to learn quite a bit of it and, you know, trying to kind of say it right back to them and, you know, show how much I can retain as far as, you know, my information and how I learn the best and the fastest. So I think they're going to have a great offensive scheme there, and I know I will fit pretty good.
What do you like best about it?
I like the fact that the quarterback has a lot of freedom. I think in college, you know, we were coached to kind of do what we were coached to do. Whereas in, you know, the Browns or any of these NFL offenses, as a quarterback, it's a responsibility to get guys in the perfect position and in the right place. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, you know, having that responsibility to take care of the offense and go down there and score points.
EJ, thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting stuff from EJ Manuel, and I think somewhat revealing when you think about it. When I asked him what he liked best about this Browns offense, as it was described to him, he said he liked the freedom. And so much discussion has come up about, okay, how much leeway does the quarterback have of the Browns to kind of do some things at the line of scrimmage? Those questions came up with Brandon Whedon last year. Now, granted, with a rookie quarterback, coaches are going to be less inclined to put too much on their plate to handle by themselves or their singular decisions, and they're going to be influenced by coaches, and he's going to have a coach in his ear. But I think it was nice to hear that, maybe refreshing to hear that, with regard to this Browns offense as Rob Chudzinski and North Turner put it in place. Okay, up next, you're going to hear more questions from the crowd, and you're going to hear this crowd of Browns backers here at Manny's on 2nd in New York. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Browns fans, you're on the clock. Celebrate with the Cleveland Browns at the 2013 Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th. Watch all of the first-round draft action at First Energy Stadium, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and food and drink specials. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. The Cleveland Browns Draft Party is in association with Cleveland Clinic, Pepsi, and Bud Light. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
A
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, and Browns Fans Unite, by the way, season tickets are on sale now. We're at Manny's on 2nd in New York. But we want to tell you, be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And it is the Ask Vic segment of the show, another one. And joining us is?
Dominic Fiore, Youngstown, Ohio.
And you're from Youngstown, okay, Dominic?
From Youngstown, yes.
So tell me what you want to know, man.
Question. I mean, I think it's been pretty much known now that consistency is something we have not had at all in the past 13 years. And we know now we have new owner, new front office, new coordinators, and everything.
Yep.
And do you think it would be more beneficial? I mean, because you said earlier you're a Whedon fan, and I'm the same way. I mean, regardless, I think he looks like the right guy out there.
Looks the part.
Looks the part, but do you think with the new offense, the new system we have coming in, do you think it's more beneficial to take a chance on another quarterback and, again, send another quarterback out the door week one or stick with Whedon in this? What do you
think? I think the ideal scenario is that if Whedon has the chops and can step up to it and do it the way they want him to, that's the ideal scenario, is that you've got the guy already here, and to your point of continuity and always changing, what are the things that are unstable in football that lead to losing? Coach that changes every couple of years, quarterbacks that change every couple of years. If you got a revolving door at those positions, show me that, and I'll show you a team that is perpetually losing. And that's what this team has to finally resolve and solve. So the answer to your question is, I don't want to see this team start over at quarterback again. Not that I'm against a consensus feeling that if another quarterback is the guy, then you've got to go with that. You've got to believe in that and go with that. But my preference is, and Whedon's got to deliver, that he stays with it and that the system and the coach and the quarterback stay in place for years to come. We'll be having better conversations about the Browns if that's the case.
Right. And how do you feel about, you know, the new people coming in? You know, we have a young talent across the board. I mean, that was pretty much known. It was first time in a long time that you could observe and see that we have young talent on the team. And you said we're going to be competitive. We were competitive last year. We lost how many games by less than a touchdown?
Several. Dominic, I like the fact that it's the credentials of the people here, and I like what they've done. I like what they can bring. I like what they can bring, but I got to see it. I mean, like anyone else, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, they've got it solved, because we've seen and said and saw encouraging things before. So the answer to you is, I'm saying this with probably as much hope as I am with my football mind tells me the accomplishment and the history of these men should allow this thing to be successful.
I hope so.
Thank you, Dominic, for the question, and hand off that headset. And up with me now is
Brian Gardner.
Hey, Brian. Ohio. Nice to see you, Brian.
Nice to see you. So, quick shout out to the forum and my beautiful wife and son for letting me come down here on a Wednesday and be a heathen.
Outstanding.
At the bar. Just real quick, I think we all know that you can have five Darrell Reeveses out there, but it doesn't mean a darn if you don't have a pass rush. And I think that they have addressed some of that in the offseason. However, I still think, and I'm going to be kind here, that the secondary is still something that needs to be addressed, and especially in the draft. And I'm of the opinion, you know, because of all the situation with Milner right now in terms of his shoulder, in terms of his potential, he might not even make it to training camp. Why not pick up an extra pick in the second round, drop down, and grab Xavier Rhodes, who is an incredibly gangly, just
an amazing, rangy kind of player, exactly, athlete,
and pair him with Hayden. And I'm telling you, between those two athletic abilities, I think you could basically cover anyone in the league.
And I think conventional wisdom is, if you do make that trade down and you are able to pick up that second round pick, you have the opportunity to get a player like that. Some people think Rhodes is gone maybe by the end of the first round or in the latter portion of the first. I've seen some of those greats.
Sure.
Those are opinions, and those are mocks. What do they mean? I have no idea what the Browns grade on him, but I will tell you this. I would be inclined to think, just given what I've heard in general about this cornerback group, that after Milner, the gap between Milner and the next guy is significant enough that you'd probably have a player like that available in the second round, and I'd have no problem with that. Florida State player, he's a confident kid. You're going to hear from him, by the way, on tomorrow's show from 1 to 3. Had a chance to talk with him a little bit, and he's impressive. He believes in himself. He doesn't want to hear, by the way, that Milner's the best corner in the draft. I think he stared daggers at me when I brought that up.
That's the attitude we want.
And I was exactly. Yeah. And I was trying to couch it by saying other people are saying this, not me, not necessarily me, Xavier. Other people, because I think he was ready to take me out. He was that, he's that kind of kid.
Yeah,
and I think he wants to stick his face in there and be aggressive. And you're right. You do want that attitude for sure. Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for
the
questions. Thank you, everybody here, by the way, for showing up and being a part of this. Lots of fun. Our second annual visit to Manny's on 2nd, a Browns backer place, which is, again, for the New York Metropolitan Browns backers. They're going to be on hand for the Jets game in December. They're already making their plans for that. It's football discussion, and they're yelling at me and everything. I love it. What was... All right. And we also want to tell you that, again, 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow from Radio City Music Hall, you're going to hear from Bernie Kosar. As I said, we'll have him on the line. You're going to hear from Solomon Wilcox of NFL Network. He, too, will be on the line. He is in Berea. Interesting that the Browns draft is getting a lot of national love. Jameson Hensley, who covers the AFC North for ESPN.com, told me he's going to be based in Berea for the entire draft. So he will be covering the whole thing. And this is the guy who covers the whole division. He said it revolves so much around the Browns with that sixth pick, et cetera, that he's going to be there for the full thing. So you'll hear from him on our show on Friday, a special time, 5:30 to 6:30. Want to thank all our guests for being here. Want to thank Dean Milner and E.J. Manuel and Mike Mayock. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Vic Carucci, talking to you from New York and saying goodbye on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.